The death of an 8-year-old girl in the West Australian desert while she was with a known child sex offender has raised many questions. Indigenous leaders say the system for protecting Aboriginal children is in crisis. They say endless inquiries and reports have produced no change. Marianne Jolly reports.
The 8-year-old Aboriginal girl from the Jakali community in Western Australia was in the care of a family friend after her grandmother became sick. That family friend began a relationship with a child sex offender, who then took the young girl to the desert where she was later found dead. Indigenous leader Warren Mundine says the death is indicative of a broken system.
The whole story is a tragedy from start to finish. Here you have a situation of a child put into foster care where there's a known pedophile. I just find this quite crazy that in today's modern age, proper checking was not carried out, and that we need to keep in mind that the child's safety and the child's future needs to be forefront.
Warren Mundine says report after report point to the same problems, which aren't being adequately addressed.
The whole issue about Indigenous kids is in crisis. Let's not pretend that it's not. You look at the reports that have been coming out in New South Wales and Queensland, Northern Territory, Western Australia and other areas where suicide rates of children, sexual abuse and physical abuse and mental abuse of children is at a tremendous all-time level high. So it is in crisis. We've got to stop pussyfooting around about this.
Professor Muriel Bamlett is a Yorta Yorta woman and CEO of Victoria's Aboriginal Children's Agency. She led an inquiry into the Northern Territory Indigenous Child Protection System. She says one of the major problems is a lack of understanding in the child protection world of Aboriginal culture, and some Aboriginal families are exploiting that.
Look, I mean, there have been issues where, you know, we've used the issue of stolen generations, and the stolen generation is a real issue. But when it comes to neglect, chronically neglecting or chronically abusing children, we need to have the system understand what is chronic abuse and how it impacts, but also still make decisions that better protect children and keep children safe.
Professor Bamlett says tough decisions are necessary that put the child's needs first.
We have to be tough. We have to be able to make decisions where children are safe. I mean, we have legislation around the Aboriginal Child Placement Principle, but the Aboriginal Child Placement Principle was around making sure that children were safe, not about putting children into dangerous situations.
Professor Bamlett wants to see Indigenous people take responsibility for child protection.
Aboriginal people aren't engaged or involved in child protection in Australia. We need to be fully involved in bringing about solutions, in driving and saying that child abuse is not our way, and working with our families more closely on the ground. I think self-determination is about Aboriginal people doing for their people and actually sending a message that child abuse and neglect is not our way.
And that report by Marianne Jolly.